Biggs and Barr Show.
So announced yesterday, we are going into stage one as of Friday.
Yes.
In the reopening scheme of our province.
A whole 3 days ahead of schedule.
Yeah, big whopping
thanks,
3 days.
Thanks, Dougie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did it for us this time.
Aren't we already at step two and stage two in terms of vaccinations? But
now,
whatever.
You've heard it all before.
It's outdoor gatherings up to 10 people.
Yes.
It's outdoor dining up to 4 people.
But
right?
Not, it has to be in the same household still, right?
Yeah, exceptions will be made like, they said for people who have bigger households. I don't know how many people have more than 10 people living in their house.
Right. And then non-essential retail at 15% capacity.
Right. And no restrictions on the goods that can be sold.
Right. So like when you go to Walmart now, they won't have 90% of the store.
Right. Taped off.
Yeah. Taped off.
Or the dollar store, you can buy tin foil and a bucket. Because you can't buy a bucket to wash stuff at the dollar store.
Not currently.
Such
not
strange currently. Things.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Lowe's yesterday in Canada because I had to buy a hose because one of our hoses split, so I had to get another one.
Right.
They had all their barbecues all displayed outside.
Go touch the barbecue. Yeah. Look at everything.
I guess it's cooking.
Well, no, because they weren't allowed to be displayed before. You weren't allowed to do
it. Oh, they weren't? Now they are?
Yeah.
I'll let you know. We'll see. I don't know if I want to rat this store out, though. But there is a Loblaws.
Oh, yeah.
In the area. I'm going to say east end.
Okay.
In the east-ish end. Where they don't really have those areas taped off.
Oh, yeah.
Like where the clothing is and stuff. They just have like signs.
Oh, I see.
And we bought a couple bathing suits for my son.
Right.
So we just went to the self-checkout.
Right.
And they beep, 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 beep. No problem. So.
Yeah, the one I was at had like the Joe Fresh section all cordoned off.
Oh.
But pretty much every other item in the store was fine. Like you buy books, you can buy like whatever.
Sure.
Those are essential for mental health.
Yeah. Jeez. Greeting cards.
Are you making fun of reading?
No.
Did you just mock reading?
I said it's essential for mental health.
No, I mean, they don't need
I made fun of more of the rules.
Most people have a ton of books in their house they could read.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I have so many books.
So Friday it starts. Then apparently we're supposed to wait 21 days to the next one, right?
Yeah. Then they probably will.
They'll speed that. You don't think they'll?
Nah. What's the point?
I think they'll rush to stage two and then sit at stage two.
You think so?
Like,
what's the point? Is everything's open. It's just a diminished capacity.
Yeah, I guess. But restaurants, you can't eat inside and do stuff like that yet.
Yeah, it's summer, though.
I got that. Well, we'll see, right?
I'm not going anyway, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I need to get a couple screws that it would be impossible to try and describe to the person on the phone.
Oh, that's the most annoying thing.
So I got this one, but it fits, but it's not long enough to go in. Well,
you
how
need
long
a
is
specialty
it?
Part? It's terrible. Yeah. I had ordered fishing bobbers from Canadian Tire the other day. Now, it didn't give a description of the size, but they're almost the size of baseballs. They're so huge. They work great, but I never would have bought them that big.
No.
Yeah. So you want to find Jason fishing? Just look for the
big white red bobber.
Look for the sea ship buoy that people are floating out in the middle.
If someone falls into the water, I can toss them one and reel them back in.
All right. So it's Friday. It's a little bit of good news.
All right.
The light is a shining at the end of that long pandemic tunnel until the next variant, and then we're all.
Oh, yeah. The Delta variant.
The Delta.
Stop it.
I just do the news.
La, la, la.
I don't want to do the news.
I don't want to hear it.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, you may or may not have heard, we can finally have a drink on a patio as of Friday when the province will start reopening the economy a whole 3 days ahead of schedule. The top doctor here in the province says while our COVID-19 situation is steadily improving, we still have to be cautious. These are things we've all heard before the last times we opened. In step one, if you don't know, outdoor social gatherings and organized public events can have up to 10 people. Outdoor dining is allowed, but restaurants are required to ensure that people at different tables are at least 2 meters apart, with a maximum of 4 people at a table. More if everyone's from the same household. So if you have, like, you have a parent and you have 4 kids, you don't have to sit at different tables. Mm. Like, you could all sit at the same table. I guess you could also lie about it. Like, I don't think
they're going to, a whole lot of servers are going to be asking for IDs.
No.
But.
Non-essential retail will be permitted at 15% capacity, and you can buy anything. They're not going to have anything taped off. And it's Best Friends Day today, guys. Did you know that?
Is it Best Friends Day?
Yeah. Happy Best Friends Day.
Oh, happy Best Friends Day.
What happens when you have two of them? Like you two.
Oh.
What do
it's
I do?
It's best friends.
It's plural.
Yeah, it's okay. Plural, so it's
can
fine.
All be best don't, friends.
Yeah, it's not no. best friend day. It's oh, best friend.
Are we supposed to do anything specific for
no.
the day? Just acknowledge each other?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
The Montreal Canadiens have won 7 playoff games in a row now. I get a little bit of rest as they await their third round opponent. They beat the Winnipeg Jets 3-2 to complete the surprising 4-game sweep in their second round series. So they'll play the winner of the Vegas-Colorado series. That's tied 2-2. The Avalanche host game 5 tonight. Islanders beat Boston 5-4. Gives them a 3-2 lead in their second round playoff series. The defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning can advance to round 3 tonight. They beat Carolina. They're up 3-1 heading into game 5. Jays open a 3-game set tonight against the Central Division leading Chicago White Sox. Mainly cloudy today. The chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm. It's still it's pretty humid out today. More humid than it has been the past couple days. It's going to feel like 39 degrees. And then tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, high of 31, feeling like 33. Still, when it's this hot and humid, there's a chance of a shower every day. And then Thursday, a little bit better. Mix of sun and cloud and a high of 26. Right now, it's 22. That's the latest.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show on K106.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning to you. There's a new world record that has been set.
Oh, yeah.
That we all attempted to do.
Well, failed.
But failed miserably. Now, somebody in this room has 3 world records. One of my best friends, because it's best friend's day.
Oh, right, yeah, best friend's day.
But he failed at this one.
Oh,
so
sure.
I think we need to acknowledge how impressive it is. So we'll talk about that. And a little confusion with our new promotion of what would you do? Or what is it? What would you do for wood,
that's right?
That's the official. Because we're giving away wood because it's so expensive.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
World records. I don't know if you know, but a friend of ours in this room has 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Jamie over here.
Hey.
It is a mission of our show to set one every couple of years, maybe. You know, we don't want to set the bar too high.
Most recently, we stacked pickles on your face right here in the Shea studio.
Mm-hmm. Pickle slices,
173, I believe, on your face.
Yeah.
It's a tough day for you.
Now, there is a world record that we sort of casually took a run at to see if we could do, and a woman just set a new one.
Yeah.
It's breaking watermelons with your thigh, like squeezing watermelons until they pop, right?
Now, she did. Her name is Courtney Olson. She's a bodybuilder, so you'd expect her to have some strong muscles.
Yeah.
But she set the record by crushing 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds.
Come on. Yeah, there's audio.
Yeah.
I think you're here.
Turn me up.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, God. You can hear the first 2 pop.
Yeah. She probably should have just done it at home without that cheering.
Yeah.
It's aggravating. But, so we tried that, and we failed miserably. None of us could do it. And, Jamie, you have tree trunks for thighs. And couldn't even do it.
Like we were screaming, remember? Mm, we were screaming like those spectators trying to.
Yeah.
But we couldn't. I have not seen a man do this.
No, every video I've seen of watermelons getting squished between thighs, it's always ladies for some reason. I don't know. Maybe they have just that inner thigh muscle, whatever squeeze muscle is a little bit more advanced.
Well, they do.
To the adductor, abductor muscle.
They do what?
Is a machine at the gym.
Yeah.
That to squeeze in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there's the push out. There's
the push out.
Squeeze in.
But it's a ladies' machine.
Oh, I used it all the time when I was at the gym.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, because I'm a goalie in hockey.
Right.
So I use those muscles all the time.
For sure. No, I'm not saying it's not useful. But
it's great.
As a guy, I always looked at him and be like, I don't want.
It's hard work.
For sure. But congratulations there. 3 and 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Was someone placing them?
I don't know. Or she was just sliding them in, sliding them out.
She had to have been doing the old alligator.
Oh, is someone throwing them in there for her?
Yeah,
what would that be? Her individual world record then? Or would that not be I don't know.
I didn't look that far into it.
Yeah.
I just...
we didn't do any actual research. Either way.
In the scale of things of world importance, it's not important. But,
no.
But
it's impressive.
It was impressive for sure.
When you see, if you do look her up at some point in the day, you won't debate that her thighs have that capability.
Yeah.
They're massive. Like they
crush your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure, you know, job well done.
Yeah.
Or ear sauce coming, her brain sauce coming out the ears there. You know what I mean?
Good Lord.
Yeah. Why did we go there? We were so friendly and safe and just talking about watermelons.
What? I said, could you crush your head?
Why would your head be there?
Oh, what if she was wrestling or something like that? What were you thinking?
Right. Yeah. Wrestling.
Okay.
I was thinking about wrestling.
All right.
All right. Shay want to say.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We're going to move a wood here on our show.
Yeah.
But we do have to clarify.
Well, yeah.
There's been a slight misunderstanding I noticed on the Facebook posts.
Well, it's what would you do for wood?
Yeah. And not what would you do with wood.
No, that's the difference. So this week we're taking phone lines to our Dougie line, like messages about what you would do to get wood.
Right.
Some people think it's what you would do with the wood. We don't care.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yeah, wow, we don't care what you do with the wood.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh. No, we don't give a rat. We don't care what you're going to do with the wood. We don't. That's not.
I'm going to make a raised garden.
Yeah, great.
Great. Yeah, congratulations. Like,
awesome. And some of you have good ideas.
Yeah.
A tree house with a catio for the kid and her cat. Great.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice thing to do with the wood. Also, I don't care.
Yeah, we don't. We're not interested.
What would you do to get the wood?
Yeah, it's what would, because wood is so valuable right now, and we have a ton of it. We got 2x4s coming out the yacht.
And we will be awarding these 2x4s based on the quality of your ridiculous task.
Yeah. Like what are you going to do to earn this wood?
Like, what do you do?
I'd build a deck for my children. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care if you burn it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be insane. I mean,
I would be disappointed.
Yeah,
if
very
you
disappointed.
Yeah, I would be disappointed, but still, you could do it.
Yeah.
Because we don't care.
Yeah.
It's what would you do for wood, not with wood.
Right.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Again, that's a bit harsh. I don't think we need to be screaming at people.
Sometimes you need to hit people over the head. Okay. It's better to do it with that clip than a 2x4.
That is, yes.
So what you need to do is you need to
call
the Dougie line and say what you would do for wood. So that's 613-216-3849. If that number is too much for you to remember, you can just text the word Dougie of any spelling to 762-555, and we will send you the number to call.
And then we'll award based on how impressed we are by your task the amount of wood. Like, that was amazing. You can get 50 2x4s. Ooh, or that's amazing. Yeah. We'll give you 10 2x4s. All right.
So that was mediocre. You get half a 2x4. Wouldn't that be dick?
Oh, just cut a 2x4 half right in front of him and give him 4 feet.
Yeah. And even worse than that, we'll rip it down the middle.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Can any of you do a legitimate pull-up?
Yeah. No.
I did one. Not too long ago, I had hurt because I have I'm out of shape. Two, I have a real bad shoulder because from an injury.
Right. So
it really hurts when I do stuff like that.
Like a one, like flat foot, arms up without jumping, you could do one.
Oh, yeah. I could do a bunch
I could do one, right?
Come on.
When I was working out 6 days a week, I could do, for sure.
Why would I lie to you?
Yeah. Hey, no little jump. You're not allowed to do a little hop. And
That's
impressive.
Why would I lie to you that I could do either, one I just pull up?
That's I don't know. I just don't believe. I don't
that's
know.
That's not at all impressive. It's embarrassing.
I mean, it depends. A lot of people discount body, like your body size. Like little people, when they go in the gym, they're... I'm like, you weigh 18 pounds, man. Like, throw my body weight on your arms and see what happens.
Yeah.
So for bigger dudes, it's an impressive thing to be able to do. Like, when I see a big guy,
in
the gym ripping pull-ups, I'm like, attaboy. That's a strong man right there, you know?
What do you guys think about the Habs beating the Jets? When they were up 3-0, I figured it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because the Leafs were up 3-1 and everyone figured out it was going to happen too.
I'll be honest with you. Even before the Leafs had won or lost a game, I knew they weren't winning. Because I have known the Leafs for many, many years.
You know what? As much as we make fun of Habs fans and stuff, I'm kind of happy. I mean...
Not for the fans. I'm just not. They're still so annoying.
They are. They have the most annoying. But they're not all annoying. The problem is their loud fans are the most annoying.
Yes.
Well, I mean, so are Leaf fans.
Sure. Yeah. But we like the Leafs, so we don't hear that. We only hear that. But I'm happy for Montreal. I mean, It's a nice town filled with great people. All my family's from there. Yeah. I mean, like,
it's been a good
run.
Better
than Winnipeg.
It's been a good run.
It's true.
Who wants any joy to happen to Winnipeg? No. What a terrible place. But, what a terrible place.
Enjoy it, Hab fans, because it's been a good run.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't even think they think they're going to get back beyond whoever they face next. So we'll see.
If they do, I would be impressed.
What's your favorite summer sport to play?
I used to like playing soccer a lot. Played soccer for like 35 years.
Yeah. I love playing baseball. I don't like watching baseball.
Oh, I don't mind playing baseball.
But I love playing baseball. It's a great, when I was young and your boys, you're all your buddies. Yeah. Because there's so much downtime for joking around and shenanigans. And then the game itself is fun too. So
yeah,
I love baseball.
I like fishing, but that's not a sport.
There's sport fishing. I'd say it is.
An activity. It's a summer activity.
Who's your favorite Disney princess?
I
don't know.
I was never a big fan of Cinderella.
No, too uppity.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Cinderella's the one that wasn't uppity.
Her sisters
but
were
she
uppity.
Looked up. She looked uppity.
Yeah. Well, they did her all up.
Tall and blonde.
I didn't really like Snow White all that much.
No?
A little suspect living all
Who else was an actual princess, though?
Well, they call
Jasmine.
Jasmine. I like Jasmine.
I like Jasmine.
Jasmine's your jam right there.
Was Ariel a princess? The Little Mermaid? Was she a princess?
Yeah.
Okay. Half a fish, though. No. That stinks.
And then she gave her the way, but she wasn't able to talk.
Didn't she go back to being a fish?
Got me there. I don't know all the details.
She got her voice back. I know that.
Yeah.
I'll go with Princess Jasmine.
Spoiler alert.
Sure. What was Simba's girlfriend's name? What was
Nala.
Nala?
Yeah, that was
I'll pick Nala. She just said lion.
I'll pick
Nala. Yeah.
She became the queen of the jungle, I believe.
that's just jokes.
Okay. All right.
Animals.
I'm getting breakfast. What should I get from McDonald's? Whatever.
Sausage and egg. Yeah.
Why you love sausage? Yeah, I don't think I know.
Sausage and egg.
No. Yeah, you may be the person we know the most that loves sausage the most.
I think you like it more than chicken parm.
Flat sausage, round sausage, any kind of sausage.
You do.
Take it. Meatballs made of sausage.
No. Get out of here. Get out of town.
How many times a week do you eat sausage? At least twice.
Absolutely not.
At least twice. Don't
I've
lie.
Had sausage.
We had this discussion with chicken parm.
I know.
You had the same reaction, and then you realized.
I've had sausage once in the last 3 weeks. Now, there is some in the fridge for like this week.
Right.
So once every 2 weeks.
That's a lot.
But when I go to get a sandwich, I get sausage. I'm not a fan of the little slice of ham. I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of the little ham slice.
Look me in the face and say you only eat sausage once every 2 weeks.
My wife only buys it like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't do the shopping.
Okay.
Do we have to call her?
Huh?
Yeah, she'll tell you.
Call Julie and ask how many times.
If you can both do a pull-up without a jump, then I only have sausage once every 2 weeks.
I said I can't do one right now.
Yeah, I may not be able to do
one. The gyms have been closed, Jamie. All right.
Anywho,
let's wrap this up.
That's it for just
the
sausages
show.
Here.
The
Biggs and Barr Show.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
It's time for Auto What, and we're going to update you on the rules a little bit because they've changed and it's still fresh. So, no more Plinko board for the losers, only the Plinko board for the winner. But now the prize on the Plinko board are insane. All right, we got snow tires, we got a $500 gas card, we got a new television, like a big one, 55-incher, and $1,000 in cash.
Also, there's a bag of birdseed there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you got to have one, one negative thing.
Well, it's good for the birds, Chris.
I guess so, sure.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So you got to win to play the Plinko board, okay? So let's get our contestant.
Yeah, we got Harry on the phone.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
All right. You know the rules, right? 5 questions, 30 seconds to answer. You can pass any question, come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, here we go.
He's ready.
What U.S. state is home to the world's largest natural hot springs swimming pool?
Buffalo.
What day is Ontario opening things up a little bit?
That would be Monday, July, or June. I don't know. Can't remember the date.
Who scored the overtime winner for the Habs last night?
Pass.
Who is Angelina Jolie's Oscar-winning father?
God. Pass.
Who would you rather have a Band-Aid or a fingernail in your restaurant food?
Band-Aid.
All right.
Wow, Harry.
I'm going to go
over your answers. Wasn't ready for that for sure.
Yeah. we're going to go over your answers, but I can tell you, you didn't get a single question correct.
It's called Golden Sombrero.
Not one. Yeah,
Harry.
So.
Well, we're going to let you go then, but enjoy your day, okay, Harry?
Hey, thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Chase Dave. Like
so would you rather have a Band-Aid or a fingernail in your restaurant food? He said Band-Aid, which might be the most disgusting thing ever, because when you have a Band-Aid, it's because you're bleeding.
Yeah, you have some pus and blood and who knows
it could be pus,
oozing out of you.
So the answer there was fingernail.
Yeah.
Neither good.
No.
Who is Angelina Jolie's Oscar-winning father? His first answer was God. That is incorrect. It is John Voight.
Yeah, John Voight, who's gone a little bit crazy.
Who scored the overtime winner for the Habs last night? He had no idea. He passed on. It was actually Tyler Toffoli. What day is Ontario opening things up a little bit? He said this coming Monday, which was the original date, but it has been amended.
It's Friday.
To Friday, June 11th. So, what U.S. state is home to the world's largest natural hot springs swimming pool? He said Buffalo, but everyone knows it's Colorado.
Right.
Colorado,
Rocky Mountain High. Obviously missed the show yesterday. We've changed our first answer.
If you find yourself in Buffalo and you find yourself in a pool of hot liquid that is somewhere out there, get out.
Yeah. Get out. There's not,
you're going to get an infection.
Yeah, there is not a single pool of hot liquid in Buffalo you should be in.
No.
Not a single one. Yeah.
Not like outside anywhere.
No. Nowhere.
No.
Indoor, outdoor, private, public. Not a one. But thanks for playing, Harry. And we'll try again tomorrow.
Wow.
Still no winner. April 23rd. Nuts.
Crazy.
All right. It's out of what? On Shea 106.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Well, we got a bunch of Dougie Line messages for our What Would You Do For Wood contest. We're giving away wood next week and we want to know what you would do for it. But we're going to feature most of those later in the show.
Yeah. Keep in mind, it's what would you do for the wood?
Yes.
Not what would you do with the wood.
I think they're figuring out now.
Yeah, we don't care what you do with the wood.
No. What you would do to earn that wood.
Yeah.
Like what this fellow said.
Hi, this is Tim Stevens. I'm so desperate for wood that I would vote for the Liberals. Thank you.
Desperate.
Yeah.
Compromising your morals for lumber.
There right, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got some great ones, but we also have some regular Dougies, as we call them.
Yeah.
And Jamie, what do you want to feature first?
Oh, a little quick one here, fellas. Just fella asking us a question.
Okay.
Hey. Having a tough time.
It's me again.
All right.
The guy likes trains.
He likes what? Trains. Oh. So I don't mind trains.
Is that it? That's the whole message?
That's it.
What are you? What?
I told you it was quick.
Like some people
it's
love.
It's me again.
Okay, go ahead.
The guy likes trains. The guy likes trains.
Some people love trains, eh?
You sure it's trains he's saying?
I think so.
Sounds like trays. Like you guys
I
like
thought it was trays.
Oh. Yeah.
Like trays of what? Trays of meat?
Guys. I'll be honest. The only reason why I think it's trains is because when you leave a message on the Dougie Line, it gives us a little transcript.
Right.
It says trains. So.
Play it again. Turn down the background music.
Okay,
play it again.
Okay.
Play it again.
Yeah. Here we go.
The guy likes trays.
I still don't know. We'll go with trains. Trains
you guys
seems
like
better.
Trains.
Train seems more logical, I guess.
Hey. Yeah.
Save that, please.
Yeah, my trains. I got
nothing
against trains.
I got nothing against trains.
Yeah, they're fun.
Sure.
Here's a fella. A lot of guys going through this last couple days, for sure.
Hey, boys. So I work outside for the most part on roofs and blah, blah, blah. So obviously it's been pretty last couple days, like just hot as balls. My God, what a relief at the end of the day. So I just get into my work truck, unbutton the old buckle, and pop the top button there, do the fly down, and just let that cold AC just rip. And oh baby, does it clear swamp ass. Woo! Yeah, anyway, kind of weird. But thank you. Have a good one, boys. See ya.
Yeah, getting into a nice, cool car.
Oh, sure.
After being outside, doing stuff, working.
Never undid my pants, though, and aimed the AC vent down into my pants.
Oh, like yesterday, I was fishing. It was pretty hot. and I was wearing a long sleeve so the bugs wouldn't get me.
Yeah.
But when I turned the AC on, I did hold my arms there so it would go up my sleeves.
Down the sleeves. Yeah,
it was great.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to get home from when I was working construction, shower, I'd be so chafed.
Yeah.
I would put a fan at the end. It's probably the worst thing I could do. Put a fan at the end of the bed.
Describe it in detail. Like, okay. Well, like, how are you laying?
So I would get, I'd be butt naked.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lay on top of the covers, obviously. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Get a couple, maybe some towels or something. Fold them up at the end of the bed so my feet were propped slightly. Yeah, pillows would do. And just place that fan at the end and just...
Just funnel that air right down into your...
Oh, baby.
Into your bits.
Woo.
Right into your bits, eh?
I can sympathize.
Okay.
Get that visual.
Okay. Yeah.
While you're getting your breakfast this morning.
Hey, you guys like trains?
Yeah.
Hey. The guy likes trains.
Yeah, I don't mind trains.
Yeah.
I got another quick one here.
Oh, please. Oh, yeah. I can do this all morning.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just wanted you to know that as I was scrolling through Facebook and saw an advertisement, read the headline before I even really noticed what it was about, and all I saw was the word brekkie. Jamie, you'll have to edit this. First thing I said was, fuck off.
Yep.
The word brekkie.
I'm not a fan of brekkie.
Really?
One of my most hated words.
Come on.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
Not because of the word. It's because who usually generally uses it.
Yeah, probably.
You want to go for brekkie?
Yeah.
You want to go eat sand?
Like, well, I can't stand what? It.
I don't know. I just hate that word. It's just a terrible word to me. I can't explain it. Just rubs me wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, is it hard to say breakfast?
And the same person that says brekkie, the same person is like, yeah, I read the West Coast Mommy blog.
Oh,
like, it's that same type of human.
Okay. Let's go get brekkie.
What?
Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Okay, I'll meet you there. Yeah. I'm never showing up.
What about we're about to eat din-din. Do you mind din-din
instead
of dinner? You know?
No.
Come on.
Same.
Oh.
Nah, din-din's not the same. All right.
Like, if you said to me, hey, you know, we finished golfing or something on the rare occasion.
Sure.
Hey, you want to come back to my house and have a little din-din? Yeah. Guess who's not going?
Come on. This guy.
No.
Come on.
No. Not doing it.
But din-din's so dumb, it's just dumb. Like you're saying it to be dumb. Like, he doesn't really mean.
Now, Jamie wouldn't mean it. But if someone said that to me seriously, like, I know what the rest of the conversation is going to be like for the rest of the night, and I don't want to participate in that.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of times I go to people's houses, I end up just talking to their kids because I can't stand the parents.
Yeah. They like trains, the kids.
Oh, yeah.
The kids will like trains.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, I'll play your train.
216-3849. Leave us anything you want on the Dougie line any time of day. All right, it's Shay 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If a tree falls on your ex-wife in the forest, does anyone know she's gone? Yeah, yeah, don't get any ideas.
Yeah,
people will know she's gone.
Thank you for your domestic abuse question. To lighten the mood.
I think that's domestic abuse. He's not going to lay hands on her. He just wants a tree to fall on her. That's all. You're going to sit over there and say there's not a single person you wouldn't mind a tree falling on.
No, I'd like to be there with some people.
You want to be
under the tree.
Like,
yeah.
All right.
What's the most epic way you've seen someone quit or be fired? A guy in radio was forced to go and do work at the boss's house, and he stepped in the sump pump. And he thought it was pee.
Right.
And he yelled, I stepped in pee! And then he quit.
He quit?
And he never came back.
Wow.
There was a lot of epic quittings and firings at that company
we both
worked for. Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of those.
Why are the Canadians the best North team? You'll each get $1 million. I mean, why? Because they did the best. They did the best job. Now, saying you're the best in the North division is kind of like being the smartest kid in the dumb class. But...
Yeah.
So, good luck.
Have you ever snuck into an R-rated movie? Well, I was a giant, like, pretty early, so I didn't really have to sneak into many things by the time I was interested in them. Like, I was the guy they sent in to get booze, you know, when you're underage going to buy liquor.
They asked if your friends were your sons.
Yeah.
You're taking your sons out for a movie.
Yeah. I was six. I grew really early and grew facial hair pretty quick, too. So I was just like, hey, how you doing? Like, yes, sir. Here, go ahead. By all means. Would you like?
You guys have a tough time getting the shower water just perfect. It goes from warm to burning hot with the tiniest dial adjustment. Or is it just me? No, I'm okay.
Pretty good.
I'm all right. You have a tough time with that?
My shower doesn't get hot enough.
Really? No.
I think we have the hot water because we replaced the hot water heater a few months ago, and I don't think they see, you know, you can set like the top temperature on it. I don't think it's warm enough.
We should go fix that.
Well, I would, but my son, my verbal autistic son, showers and he plays with the heat all the time. Gotcha. So at least I know now he'll never burn himself when he's in there, and I don't have to stand there and watch my 13-year-old son shower. I can just like go to the other room and not worry about him being burnt. So I think that's the outweighs the.
There you go.
I wish this water was a little hotter.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you're doing nothing, how do you know when you're done?
When you start doing something.
Yeah. What's your favorite sports moment?
Oh God.
Ever?
Like personal or like professional?
Probably professional, like something you witnessed.
Well, the Golden Goal was pretty sweet. I remember being super pumped up about that. Like the Sidney Crosby
Joe
one.
Carter hitting the home run was pretty momentous. I don't know. There hasn't been a whole lot to cheer about, really. I mean, the Raptors winning was good for the city of Toronto, but I mean, nobody else cared. And I didn't really care about the NBA by that point. Like, probably Joe Carter. The thing that I remember the most would be Joe Carter hitting that home run.
Sure.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, because the city went nuts. Like, it was absolutely insane.
No, I know I was there. I was downtown at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? Because I don't watch baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. Just people hanging off streetlights and stuff.
Do you think blowing out birthday candles on cakes is done?
Nope. Yep.
Oh, no, you think it's going to happen?
Yep.
It'll come back.
Well, we talked about that thing, the blowsy.
Right.
Last week, and it's like a tool where you blow in and then it...
Yeah.
Trap your germs.
I don't see it taking off. I gotta be honest.
But the bad name, to be honest. Hey, you want a blowsy for your birthday?
Because everyone wants one until they find out what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. And like children's birthdays, I don't think it's really appropriate to say I'll bring the blowsy. Like I don't know.
Come on, mom,
I mean,
get the blowsy.
Yeah, I don't. Bad name.
Bad name.
So many questions.
Yes.
All because we offered a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
$70 million. Oh, what's the biggest fish you ever caught? Pretty big pike. I don't know. I don't remember the measurement. I was pretty young. I was like 12 when I caught it.
Oh, I caught a pretty big red snapper. We didn't weigh it because I had to throw it back. We were illegal to catch at the time. Couldn't keep them.
All right. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. We got to hand out some lotto tickets. So we'll figure out what questions were the two best.
And we'll let you know.
Yeah. All right. Show 106.
It's an answer question.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The Ducky Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Ducky Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUCKY.
So we got a whole bunch of 2x4s courtesy of the good folks at J.B. McLennan and Sons, right?
Yes.
And what?
Close. McClelland.
McClelland? What did I say?
McClelland.
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 McClelland?
Yes.
Damn it. All right. Well, we got it right now. So anyways, they gave us a bunch of wood, and we're going to be passing it out, awarding certain amounts for what you would do for it.
Yeah, at our discretion.
Yeah. Like, if you do something minimal, we'll give you, like, 5 2x4s. You do something exciting, maybe we'll give you 50 2x4s.
You actually have to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're asking what you would do, and we got a bunch of answers.
We played this one earlier, but it's a quick one.
Hi, this is Tim Stevens. I'm so desperate for wood that I would vote for the Liberals. Thank you.
Well, there'd have to be an election.
Yeah.
And we'd have to, you know, you'd have to show us somehow. So I don't know if that one's going to win.
No, I don't think that's
fine. But it just goes to show the level of commitment someone's willing to go to.
Exactly. Yeah.
What else? You want to talk about commitment. Yeah. A lifelong commitment here.
What I do for wood, I get a tattoo of all your faces on my back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that might be worth a good chunk of a wood right there.
Now, would he pay for the tattoo?
Yeah.
Would, because I don't, that's pretty involved. I don't imagine there's a tattoo artist out there that's going to do that for free.
Not all three of our
business. Not all.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
You know what I mean? Just even out.
If there is, great.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're willing to do that work.
You have to arrange that. We're not going to arrange it.
You'd get a ton of promotion from us, too.
Of course you would. That'd be amazing. But you're going to get a $2,000 tattoo for 50 bucks in wood. I mean...
I don't know.
Yeah,
the guy gets our faces tattooed on his back. We might give him more than 50 bucks.
Yeah, definitely. That might be worth 52 by fours, probably.
Maybe.
This one would be hilarious to see in person.
Okay.
I would force feed myself a pair of my own socks.
Yeah, that's worth a couple. Sure.
Keep going.
Just munching away. Like, would he cut them up in pieces? You couldn't, like, swallow a whole sock.
No, you'd have to cut them up.
You'd have a medical emergency if you did that.
Yeah. You'd have to cut it up and eat them little piece by little piece.
I don't know if that's smart.
Yeah, our legal department probably wouldn't allow that. Somebody else force feed themselves their own socks, but it would be great to watch. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Tons. Okay. This one, you guys might be down for. I think I have to stay, but.
This is a message for Biggs and Barr. My name's Robert, and I have a great deal for you. I would give you guys a Friday off. I would go replace you at work as long as the other guy is there to press the mute button in case I say something stupid, and you pay me in lumber and you get the day off. That is a fantastic deal. Friday, nice warm day to do what you want. I think that's great.
I mean, get a friend to do it with you, and Chris and I could both have the day off. Yeah.
And Jamie trying to wrangle two guys.
Oh, God. Pay attention!
Yeah, we appreciate the offer. I think we have to be here on the Friday, though, because that's the day we're giving the wood away.
Yeah.
But it's a nice offer.
Maybe we could bank it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm writing that one down.
Just put some lumber aside from maybe the stack there, and you take the days off. Can you play the whisper guy to end it, James?
I'm going to hear. This guy's great.
Hey, guys. It's Marcel. I'm calling about the wood contest. I can't talk too loudly because my wife is in the next room. You know what? If you want to give me some wood, I'll let you have my firstborn child. That's right. You can have him. Just don't say it too loud because I don't want my wife to hear this. So, yeah. Give me some wood. Now, thank you.
So he's offered up his child?
His firstborn child for some.
Is it already born?
I believe so, yeah. He said he, so I think he's talking like this. Okay. He's walking
around. I don't want it.
No, I don't want it either.
I want someone's baby.
Jamie, you have no children. Do you want a child? No?
Nah.
No, you're good?
I'm good.
You don't want this guy's random kid?
I don't want his random
child. My kids are adults now. Like, man, that would literally ruin my life. Like, I loved my kids, and when they were kids, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I still love them. I want to clarify that.
Yeah.
But I don't want
no
babies.
No,
oh
no, you're
God.
Done. You're done. You put in your time.
Yeah. I don't even think I want another puppy ever.
So, we won't take your child for one.
No, you keep that thing.
Yeah. Sorry. Just
keep it away from me. Yeah,
it's not really an offer. Like, I mean, if you're willing to
keep
mine busy for a couple days, maybe I'll give you some wood.
That'd be a good trade.
Yeah. So let us know, okay? 216-3849. Leave it on the Dougie. Let us know what you would do for wood. And then we'll pick a bunch next week and start telling people. But you have to do it, too. It's not just like a made-up thing. Like,
wouldn't it be funny if I did? Yeah. If it's only funny if you did, then you don't get the wood.
Right.
If you don't remember the Dougie line, you can text the word Dougie, pretty much any spelling, to 762-555. We'll send you the number.
Yeah, perfect. All right? Great call so far, though. Keep them up. Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
I hate the Habs, but I want to cheer for Canadian team. What should I do? Well, good. Lucky for you, the Montreal Canadiens aren't in Canada. So, I mean, you can cheer for jokes.
Why do you want to cheer for a Canadian team? Like, why? What's the difference?
The players are there's just as many Canadian players on American teams. Like, it doesn't matter. Cheer for a team you like, man. It's not your national pride on the line. It's not Canada versus U.S. Like,
no.
They're just professional teams. Do you think that Doug Ford wears pants behind the podium during his press conferences? I hope he doesn't.
He walks out. You can see him walk out.
I really hope he doesn't.
Yeah, amazing if he didn't.
Just in like bathing suit shorts, like the old school, like old man bathing suit shorts, the one that are too baggy but way short.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like those super thin plastic material or whatever. That'd be something. Standing there.
Oh, Doug.
Ah, Doug. You're the best. Hey, too many questions today. Knock it off.
Oh, so many just coming in so quick. I know.
Just flying in. You can't even keep track of one. Mm. When are you guys going to brew another batch of beer? As soon as we can.
Yeah.
There are a lot of chats behind the scenes.
Good question.
Yeah. We're doing our best, I promise. What do you plan to do with $1 million I give you when I win Lotto Max tonight?
Oh, wow. I will pay off my house and then plan for my eventual Caribbean retirement.
Yeah. I'll pay off my house, my cars. Yeah.
You'd come to work the next day.
Maybe buy a Harley.
Oh, yeah. With $1 million.
Yeah. We still got
to
work.
Come to work.
Yeah. Still got to work. What's the one thing you miss most from the pre-COVID days?
Just being able to go into a store very conveniently and getting what I need.
Convenience, for sure.
I know people. A lot of people like to eat out, and I didn't mind eating out once in a while. It was good to do, mostly because I was lazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I probably just won't eat out for a while, to be honest.
It's a boring answer, but I miss the gym.
Oh, sure.
I try to do home workouts. Like, I just can't.
It doesn't work out, eh?
No, and I miss... good one. I miss... I miss the gym. James, what do you miss?
Yeah, convenience. 100%.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
What kind of guys are you? A, pull over to help a turtle cross the road. B, drive around it. C, heartless and flatten it. I'll help it across.
Depends where. There was actually a turtle on my subdivision road.
How close was it to the side?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So I just sort of drove around it. I'm like, no one's going fast through here.
I came up on one the other day, heading out of the conservation area, and it was pretty close to the side. So I stopped to see what it was going to do, and it made a little, they were quick, these turtles. They were moving pretty fast.
There is a fourth option, which Jamie would take. We just pick it up, put it in his car, drive it 400 miles to another lake and put it in that lake.
100%.
Yeah.
Taking all that effort.
Yeah. We've been over that before. good morning, guys. How many golf tournaments do you plan to play in this summer, and who's the best golfer? Mm. Well, depends how many we get invited to. Yeah. Zero so far.
I plan to play in none.
Yes.
I am not the best golfer.
Jamie's probably the most consistently solid golfer. I had a run where I golfed a ton, where I was playing really, really well, but now I'm back to, not great.
Yeah.
It's a sport you can't slack on and come back to and be at the same level. Like, you have to play golf consistently to get...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, sometimes people like me, like, sometimes the more people play, the worse they get, because they get those bad habits and it's ingrained in them, right? Kind of got to take a break sometimes. But no, I love golf tournaments. I plan to play it none because... We haven't got invited.
Yeah, we don't be invited.
Why do motorcycles so the passengers get to use the carpool lane? I saw one this morning cruise right past the OPP in the median on the 417. They get to use them because in like an entire year of driving, they will use less gas than you use in one tank.
Mm.
Generally.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very fuel efficient.
So many lottery questions.
Yeah, yeah.
People
wouldn't want to win the lottery, right? Course.
It's a shame I'm going to win it. So, I mean, y'all can just... if you won $70 million, boys, when you got... Would you even, call in the next day, or would you just never come
in? I just wouldn't show up, and you guys would get a check. You may not even get a phone call.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
No, I'd call you.
Yeah.
At least
call you. Yeah.
Or I'd text you. I mean, at least.
Not immediately, though.
Oh, I think I found one of the winners for the...
For the questions?
Yeah,
for the top three?
What? Yeah. Are you guys as handsome as you sound?
Oh! Winner.
Wow. Yeah.
Congratulations. You just got a $100 lotto prize pack. See? That's a smart person right there.
And no is the answer.
No, we're not. No. Way, way uglier.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Hideous in
Why
fact,
ruin the illusion? No one knows. Yeah.
You don't want to be boastful, right?
Yeah, you don't want the opposite illusion.
That's my go-to. I tell people I'm very ugly, and when they see me, you're not that ugly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Good. Well, that's it for another Dish It Up.
It's an answer question.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Ba, 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 ba. Sorry. Biggs and Barr Show. Does it for us today. We thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, if you ever need that Dougie line number, just text the word Dougie to 762-555. And why would you need it this week? Well, one, you're telling us what you would do for wood.
Mm-hmm. What you would do with wood.
No.
What you would do for wood. We don't care what you do with it after you get it.
No.
Whittle it if you like.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want with it. But what would you do for it? Because we're going to award a certain amounts of wood to certain people because we got a bunch of it to give away. Also, if you got a deed you want to suggest for our 13 deeds, we still got a bunch of those to do. So you can leave that in the Dougie line. Again, just text the word Dougie to 762-555 and it'll send you all the info you need. Okay? That's easy to remember, right?
Sure is.
Then the phone number right out of the gate. And then save it in your phone under Uncle Dougie.
Yeah.
And you just give Uncle Dougie a call. I probably just should have said Dougie. Now people are going to...
Chris.
We called Doug Ford Uncle Dougie, and it's just, you know, a whole bunch of mixed messages.
Dougie.
Yeah, just Dougie. We're good?
Yeah, Rob Snow's up next. Slacker was off last week, so he's back.
Yeah, with his snow in 60.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He even took Monday off yesterday. Didn't bother right one yesterday.
Yeah.
No, he was here, wasn't he? He was here.
Oh, he was here. Yeah.
Good peace of our mind.
Yeah. We'll forget the second we turn the mics off.
Probably.
He was busy, you know.
Both your faces were like, the acting is through the roof, boys. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Thanks, commitment. That's great. I appreciate it. Professionals. Eh? Best friends. They look at us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Happy best friends day. Everyone.
Man. We having sex?
No.
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 No. Okay. No. We don't live in the same household.
Oh, right. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.